Yesterday we began to sketch a little bit of the Shakal Vatari of our Gemara, and our goal right now is to fully sketch the Shakal Vatari of the Gemara, and then to look back and notice that there are, even after you make sense of the flow of the Shakal Vatari, which itself is a little bit circuitous, but once you get it, you get it, there are another 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 open lingering questions, even once we've clarified the flow of the Gemara. So let's start from the top again. We'll move quickly through what we saw yesterday. Then we'll move more step by step through the second half of the Gemara that we did not yet address in Shir. Minohani Mili. Here we are. Lamed Hey Amenal. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah that tells us Birkas Apeos, specifically that Bracha Rishona. The language of the mitzvah is Birkas Apeos, Ketzma Bracha Apeos, Bracha Rishona. So the Gemara wants to know, Mino Hani Mili. Mino Hani Mili. Where does it come from? Where does Bracha Rishona on Peros come from? And the Gemara's first answer, Makar number one, was that it's learned from Kodesh Ilum. As Sifra says, we learn it from Kodesh Ilum. That was
suggestion number one. Let's take a look inside.
Mino ani mili, where does this come from? That I make a bari priya eitz on an apple. That I make a bari priya dam on a potato. Where did I make a bari priya gefen on wine? Where does this come from? Mino ani mili. And for the Gemara, suggestion number one, the Tanur Rabbanon. Well, I have a brisa. What type of brisa? Specifically, a medrash halacha. Tell you on the side, it's a Sifra, otherwise known as a Taras Kohanim. Kodesh Ilum Hashem, a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, describing what? Describing Revai. The Torah said in the previous psukim that kol eitz meichel. You have any fruit-bearing tree. Whenever you have tree fruit, the first 3 years is Orla. And then the Torah says, fourth year, it's Revai. It's Kodesh Ilulim Hashem. It has a Kedusha of Hilulim, a Kedusha of praise. Okay? So what does that mean? So the Sifra says, Milameh Chetuit and Bracha Lefneim Lacharim. This teaches you that you have, when you, the first 3 years I could not eat the fruit at all, it was Arlo, it was Asr Bachil, it was Asr Bahana. Now in year 4, I'm permitted to eat the fruit. The Torah says you're permitted, and you're permitted to eat it with praises. So the Sifra says that means Bracha before and Bracha afterwards. Hilulim is Lashon Rabim, me at Rabim Shnayim. There are at least two praises going on. One before I eat the orange and one after I eat the orange. Good. Mikanah, and in case you didn't get the point, Rabbi Akiva now clarifies. Mikanah Rabbi Akiva, from this interpretation of this passage in Kedoshim, in the context of Revai, Rabbi Akiva said, Asr la'adam shiit om klum kodem shiiv areich. A Jew is forbidden to even have a taste of food before he makes a bracha. Because Hilulim. Hilulim says you have to make a bracha before. For first Hilul, you have to make a bracha before. The second, you have to make a bracha afterwards. So the Gemara says, 1 second, not so fast. The High Kodesh Hilulim, the Hachi Yudasa, really? Is that true? That we accept that phrase in the Chumash Kodesh Hilulim is teaching me, number one, bracha Rishona, number two, bracha Achrona? It ain't so. Hi mi baile, I need them for other things. What do I need them for? Number one, chad, one of the two hilulim, dama rachamana achle, fahadar achle. The Torah is saying you have to do chilul before you can do achila. You want to eat it, it requires a chilul. Meaning, if you want to eat this, you just pick this apple off of this year 4 tree, this is the fourth year of the tree, and you pick the apple, you want to eat it, before you eat it, on your farm in Nov, or on your farm outside of Kiryat Shmona, or on your farm a couple of miles outside of Be'er Sheva, you want to eat that apple? First you got to do chilul. Either take it to Yerushalayim, if you want to eat it here, you have to mechalel the Kedusha onto money. Achle, v'hadar achle, first be mechalel it onto money, and then you, after removing the Kedusha's revive from the fruit, v'hadar, and then achle. And then you can be ochel, and then you can eat it. As we said yesterday, to us it seems like a little bit of an awkward phrase. Obviously, achle v'hadar achle is meant to reflect the word Hillel, but it's what it's really saying, you could translate it, and what it's saying is Revai has Kedusha. So the first Hillel teaches me that Revai has Kedusha. It's not just Stamazai. No, it's not just Chulin, it has Kedusha. It's really supposed to be in Yerushalayim. Like what? Like Ma'aser Sheni. It's supposed to be in Yerushalayim. If you want to eat anywhere else, you have to first be podim in Mechal of the Kedusha into the money, and then the fruit is Yotzei L'chulin. Achle, you first have to make it Chulin, and only then can you Achle eat it. So that's the first Hilul is used for that. And Chad, the Idach, and the other Hilul, because there are two, Hilulin, Lashon Rabbim, the other one is teaches me another din. Davar ha-taon shira, taon chilul. A thing that requires shira also requires chilul. The din of Revai only applies to the sort of item that requires shira. She'eino taon shira. And a sort of food that does not require shira, eino taon chilul, does not require chilul. Meaning, the din of Kedushas Revai is limited to those sorts of things that require shira. Now, what sorts of things do I sing over apples? Do I sing over pineapples? Exactly. Ukid Rishmul Bar Nachmeni. Now the Gemara says, now let me explain. After bringing the following din of Rishmul Bar Nachmeni, say in the name of Yonasan, Dar Rishmul Bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonasan, Mi Nain Sheinom Shira, Ela Al Hayayin. How do I know that when I say Shira in the Beis HaMikdash, it's supposed to be said over wine? How I know they have to say Shira at all in the Beis HaMikdash is a good question. The Gemara elsewhere works on that. How do you seen the psukim? Seen the psukim supposed to bring karbanos? You seen the psukim? They're supposed to light the menorah. You seen the psukim supposed to burn ketores? Where is it saying the psukim is supposed to sing? So the Gemara elsewhere, and Erechin also works on how do I know he's supposed to sing? Okay, but then when do I sing? Do we sing early in the morning before we start the avoda? Do we sing at chatzos? Do we have a late night kumzitz in the Beis HaMikdash after the whole day is done? When do you sing? So Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, "Name Reb Yonasan, ain't no Rim Shira El Al Yain." No, when do you sing? When do Levim sing Beis HaMikdash? When do they sing? Not late at night, not early in the morning. They sing specifically in conjunction with the bringing of wine. When we pour the wine on the Mizbech Nisuch Hayayin, which happens several times every single day, that's when you say, that's when Levim sing Shira in conjunction with Nisuch Hayayin. Where do we get that from? Where do you see in the Tanakh that the Shiras HaLevim should be specifically in conjunction with Yayin, as opposed to Ketores, or as opposed to Menorah, or as opposed to, I don't know, any other carbon? So the answer is, a Shlomim Toda, so I'm bringing a carbon Toda. So he's thankful, so maybe we should sing. No, Yayin, where does that come from? Shenemar Pasek and Shoftim, that Tormalei Magefen, the Geffen, within the context of the mushel that's being crafted there, the vine says to the other species, Hechadalti es tiroshia misameach elokim va'anashim. The grapevine makes reference to my tirosh, my wine. Tirosh is a name for wine. Dagan tirosh for yitzar. Means grain, wine, and oil. So Hechadalti es tiroshi, he references his tirosh, his wine. The vine says, my wine, ha-misameach elokim va'anashim. My wine brings simcha to Ribbono Shalom and to human beings. So the Tanoim, the Amoraim, commented, that's an interesting, it's a strange pasuk at first glance. Im anashim misameach, elokim ba'meh misameach. I understand that wine sometimes brings simcha to people, not always. Sometimes wine brings misery to people, but deployed inappropriately, alcohol could bring incredible misery to people, but deployed properly, so wine can bring simcha, can enhance Simchas Yamtif, and so on and so forth. So I understand that sometimes wine brings simcha to Anashim, but Elokim b'mem misameach. How does wine bring simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I said, the Gemara says, no! Mikan, this is the end of Rabbi Yonasan's Bashur Bar Nachmeni on Rabbi Yonasan, Mikan Shein Omer Mashira El Al Yayin. From this pasuk in Shoftim, that speaks about the Tirosh being misameach Elokim, that means that the expression of simcha in the Beis HaMikdash is in conjunction with the offering of wine to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't sing in conjunction with offering ketores, or lighting the menorah, or eating the lechem hapanim, or bringing a carbon toda, or a carbon shlomo, or a carbon ola. We express simcha through song, specifically when in conjunction with offering wine on the Mizbeach. So that's a din in kachim. It's a din in kachim. It's a din of Shiras HaLevim in the Beis HaMikdash. And specifically, when does Shiras HaLevim happen? When did Shiras Avim happen specifically? At what point in the temple service? Specifically in conjunction with the wine. Ah! Where do we know that from? A pasuk in Shoftim. Why are we talking about Shira? Because now let's bring it back to us. We have this pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim. So he said, well, the Hilulim really teaches me. Oh no, here we go. Right? The Hilulim really teaches me two other things. Right, marker number one.
Erase it.
Yeah. It's a deep insight. The same kli could be used to build or to destroy. So marker number one was Kodesh Hilulim. But the other we say it may not work because maybe I need those two for two other things. The first Hilulim teaches me that there's a Kedushas Revai, that the specific language was Achle, Bahadar, Achle. And the second Hilul maybe teaches me that what? That Revai only applies, the second Hilul teaches me, well, what was the language? That you only have a Hilul, Davar Ata'on Shira, Ata'on Hilul. Davar Ata'on Shira, Ata'on Hilul. But you only have Kedushas Revai, Hilul, the need to be Mechalal, the fruit on Tamani, so I could eat it, Hasei Rishayim, only on something that requires Hilul, that requires Shira. Which things in the Beis Hamikdash require Shira? Why? So the second thing, that one Hilul teaches me that Revai has Kedusha, that needs Hilul, and the other one teaches me that Revai is Rak, the Yain. Ah, so the Gemara says, sorry, we just totally knocked out this Makar. So what does the Gemara say? Well, maybe I could open up this one. Maybe this is open. This one might still be open for bracha. Why? Maybe. Maybe this one is still open for bracha. How is this one still open for a mocker for a bracha? I need to tell me that Revai is limited to wine. So the Gemara says, well, Hanichel Aman Dabar Netta Revai. I'm in good shape. I have a mocker for a bracha if you hold Netta Revai. If you hold that the din of Revai, like Arla, applies to all species of tree fruit, so I don't need, there is no din, if you hold that there is no din of Revai only applying to Yain, so then this second Hilul is open and we use it for a bracha. And then the Gemara says, number two, another way I could keep that second Hilul open let's take a look. Hanichal aman d'tani netter revai. If you hold netter revai, then revai applies to all trees. So then we have an open box. But if you hold karam revai, those amoram who held revai, unlike orla, revai only applies to wine, to karam. So then ma'ik lememar. Then that second one is taka taken also. Now the gemara is sidelining. If you want to mark up your Gemara, the next piece is parenthetical. This is the footnote. The Itmar. What's this Karam Revai Netter, right? Here we have the discussion in the Amaram. Early Amaram, Chir Rishim Bar Rebbe. Chatani Net Karam Revai, Chatani Netter Revai. There was a big machlokus among the Talmidim, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. All the Mishnayos are talking about Revai. Is the proper wording Netta Revai? Netta. Nun Tes Ayin means a sapling, a young tree, any young tree, could be an apple tree, an orange tree, a grapevine, an olive tree, what have you, a lychee tree, if you can get them to grow in Eretz Yisrael, or Karam Revai. The other position on Amoraim is that all those Mishnayos, they don't say Netta Revai, all trees, they only say Karam Revai. So the Gemara says once again, now the Gemara says, well, so if you hold Netta Revai, there is no such din. You hold that there is no such din. I'll use the red. You hold there is no such din. Wow. So then I can, this box is open. So I can learn a bracha from there. We'll get back to the open box in a moment. Now the Gemara says there's another way to have that box be open. even if you hold Kerem Ravai, Hanicha, well, even among the Tanei Kerem Ravai, Hanicha Yav Gzeira Shava. If the source of limiting Ravai to Kerem is from a Gzeira Shava, so Viter, this box is open. How so? Design, you have a brisa. Rebbe Omer, Nemar Kan Lohosif Lachem Tevuah. So, Nemar Lahalan Tevuah Sakarim. The pasuk in talking about Ravai, wow. Getting better by the minute here. All this equipment. Sure.
So many erasing tools.
Yes, indeed. So.
Oh, that one's good.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Crisp.
So one way to knock it out is to say, that's a Ravai. So if I say that's a Ravai, so then I don't need the second Hilul to teach me Karam Ravai, because it's not true. So it's open, we're gonna stick in a bracha. Yeah, we'll get back to the bracha in a moment. Or another way to knock it out is to say, I do hold the Karam Ravai, Avo Nigzei Roshava. I don't need the word Hilul to limit it to Davar Haton and Chira. I have the Gzei Roshava. What's that Gzei Roshava? So the Gemara says, Rehuda Nasi apparently held of Karam Ravai, but had a Gzei Roshava to teach it to me. Why? Here in the context, in Kedoshim, in the context of Ravai, the Torah says, Lo sif lachem tivu aso. This didn't apply to tivua. What does tivua mean? Well, later in the end of Chumash Devarim, utu as hakarim. It's based on, the Torah says, tivua as hakarim, so this whole din here of tivua is only if it's karim. So either way, whether you don't need the hilul to teach your karim ravai because you don't hold the karim ravai, or you do hold the karim ravai, but you have another pasuk, either way, now I have opened this box once again. So the Gemara says, so where are we at now? Where are we at? So let's clarify what we're up to. Aiterle, chad hilo lebracha. Aiter, so if you hold that way, if you hold the Karam Ravai, so I have one open hilo for bracha. The Gemara says, but if you don't, the lo yalav gzeirishava, if you A, hold of Karam Ravai, and B, don't accept the source of Gzeir Shava, so bracha min ale, right? So there is that shita that's going to be missing anything for bracha. Okay, and then the Gemara says, okay, so right now we have a question whether I have one makar for the bracha or zero. You've been waiting very patiently.
So I think
is it directly germane or additional kasha? Like you didn't understand what I was saying?
It's a bit of it's something that I was going to ask like a while ago. We moved on a little bit from it, but initially, I think the Gemara might be asking on this in a second. But initially, when at the first Minan Yimili, at the beginning of the Gemara, when we said that we learned the brachos from the Hilulim,
mm-hmm.
was that saying that we learned that Hilulim is split into two? It's two Hilul, and we learn bracha Rishona from one
Correct.
From the other?
Correct.
So how are we learning bracha at all once we cover up one of them by saying...
No, because the Torah implies that there are... The Kedusha of Ravai is such, it's a Kodesh Hilulim. It's a Kedusha that carries with it multiple Hilulim. So what are these Hilulim? Very, very vague term the Chumash is using. Very mysterious, Kodesh Hilulim. What are these Hilulim that we speak of? So first the Gemara thought, the Hilulim refer to two brachas, Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona. Then the Gemara says, no, the Hilulim refer to the Kedushas Ravai and Hilul, and to the fact that Ravai is limited to a Hilul type food, one. Right? But now he said, well, yes, one Hilul refers to the Kedusha, but it's going to be a big machlokas amoroim whether the other one teaches me Karam Ravai or not. Either because I'm hold of Karam Ravai or because I hold of Karam Ravai but I have another makar for it. So once again, now we're back to over here. When the Torah describes Ravai as being Kodesh Hilulim, this fourth year fruit has a the type of Kedusha that carries with it multiple Hilulim. So one of those means that it has Kedusha, okay? But the other one, it requires pigdon like Meister Sheni. But what are the two hilulim? Maybe that second hilul is a reference to the brach. Yeah.
Oh. Having a makar for karam not opens up a slot.
Yeah, because then I don't need this. If I don't need this to teach me that is limited to Kerem, either because Aaron Hold is limited to Kerem, or does it have a different marker?
Why can't Halulim be a sorcerer?
It could be, but for Hefek Zera Shava, then I don't need this, in which case this is open to teach me something else. What are the two Hilulim? So I said, look, maybe the two Hilulim, well, to take more non-Germane questions afterwards, maybe the two Hilulim, Suffolk Germane questions, and maybe the two Hilulim...
No, mine's
not. I appreciate the honesty. So the Torah says that Revi carries with him multiple Hilulim. One of those is the need for Chilul, the need for Pidyon. The other one is the need for a Bracha. But now the Gemara says, and then we'll take more questions afterwards. So number one, there is a Shita out there that has no Hilulim open. And he has a real problem. Right? And even if you hold that you have the second Hilul is open, what are you going to do with it? Well, Ashkechan La'acharav. That's only going to teach you one of the two brachas, specifically the latter one. It teaches me bracha achrona. But I still need bracha rishona. The Gemara says, where are you going to have a source? Best case scenario, you have a marker for bracha achrona, but you don't have a marker for... Let's continue through the Gemara, then we're going to circle back and point out the questions. So the Gemara says, Halo Kasha. So here we are really, now Makar number two. Makar two for Bracha Rishona is Kal V'chomer mi Bracha Achrona. Right? Up until now, the Gemara has been trying to squeeze Bracha Rishona directly out of Kodesh Elulim. At this point, the Gemara pivots. And the Gemara said, either Kodesh Elulim doesn't teach me anything about brachas, or it teaches me maximum about bracha achrona. But where do you get bracha rishona from? The Gemara says, well, maybe it's a kal v'chomer from bracha achrona. I said, kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? Kishisoveh mevara kishurav l'kolshke. Well, if I even make a bracha when I'm ready full, I should certainly make a bracha when I'm hungry. What's the svara? I'll give you different ways of understanding that svara. Al pi pshuto, we know well that we appreciate things more when we don't have them. Right? So many things that we take for granted, like spending time with friends, interacting with people, not having to stand 6 feet away from people, all of a sudden when we couldn't take for granted that you could stand next to your friends, you appreciated the ability to stand next to your friends. Right? If a guy takes a slip on a basketball court and he's off his feet for a couple of weeks, all of a sudden, or someone sprains his thumb. Let's say you're a righty, you sprain your right thumb, or you're a lefty, you sprain your left thumb. You sprain your thumb and your thumb is immobilized for a week. You suddenly notice what incredible bracha it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the thumb. And you just took it for granted. So that's all pipshuto. We're saying, if you even have to say thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you're already full, I naturally will appreciate, notice the need and the gift of food more when I don't have it. So if I even have to say thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, once I'm already full, and the need is no longer pressing, all the more so, when I'm taka hungry, I'm looking at food, oh, that's a great moment. Let's capture that moment and say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Say thank you when you notice. Okay, perhaps that's the svar. So the Gemara says Kal V'chomer. But now the Gemara says, this Kal V'chomer, how much is this Kal V'chomer going to help me? Gemara says, Kal V'chomer from Bracha Rish Achrona. But where do I know Bracha Achrona? You have Bracha Achrona from Revai, which we just said, according to some Shittos, if you hold not to Revai, that's a Bracha Achrona on all matios, on all trees. But if you hold Karen Revai, I have another makkah for Karen Revai, then the bracha achrona we're learning from Revai is only on Revai, which is only on Karen. So if you hold that you learn a kal v'chomer from bracha achrona, that just means, well, if you make a bracha achrona on Karen, you certainly make a bracha rishona. We're not bound by the bell. Let's go for a few more minutes, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll head down. What's so bad?
If you're saying that bracha achrona only applies to the thing that you're learning it out from, which would be Karen Revive, then originally when you're learning from Kirsha Lulim, wouldn't only refer the food up to the fourth year, As in, you can't say that if you're learning out from brachos, from everything, from Kodesh.
Good point, good point.
And now you're saying, oh, it's a problem now.
Good point, good point. Whenever you make a drasha, it's the point we're about to get to. Whenever you make a drasha, you always have to figure out what the relevant character, germane characteristics of the case. This is an example of what category, and what are not the germane characteristics. So for instance, even learning from Kerem, we're not going to say it only applies to things that start with the letter Kaf. That's clearly irrelevant. That's what we also assume it doesn't just apply to the fourth year, right? Which is Chazal are making that leap. That's what Bryce is clearly saying. But it may only apply to certain types of food. A mucker for that is that Birkas HaMazon only applies to Pas. So you find the notion that brachos only apply to certain types. Well, let's go a little further and we'll take more questions. So the Gemara says, well, Kavahomer Bracha Corona might only be Bracha Rishona based on Kavahomer. The Kavahomer only tells me if a Bracha Rishona Kerem. So what am I going to do with that? So the Gemara says, let's finish this line of reasoning. The Gemara says, well, I can make a mamatzinu, exactly what Mr. Erd Farber just said. Why should it be limited to Kerem? How do I know any other species other than Kerem? Well, Yalef mi Kerem, learn from Kerem. Ma Kerem darvashin hen avetal and bracha. What's the relevant characteristic of a Kerem that it calls for a bracha beforehand? You enjoy it. You enjoy the grapes. You enjoy the wine. Make a bracha beforehand. And therefore, tal and bracha requires a bracha. I've called darvashin hen. Tal and bracha. So anything else also? I can enjoy olives, I can enjoy steak, I can enjoy whatever. So Gemara says, no, ikla mifrech. There's more to Kerem than just the fact that you enjoy it. Mahal Kerem is more chomer in other ways. Chayiv ba'olos. You have all sorts of halachas of Zerayim, of matnas anim, like olos, that only apply to Kerem. So you see the Torah has added rules for a Kerem, so maybe it's exclusively, maybe the din of bracha is also exclusive to Kerem. So Gemara says, well, kama tochiach. I can learn from standing grain. What do I learn from standing grain? Because if I'm making a kavachomer, Rashi explains, kavachomer bracha achrona, well, kama has a bracha achrona based on the chalta, the savata, or the rachta. The Torah says when you eat lechem, you have to make a bracha achrona. So I can make a kavachomer here too. Kavachomer bracha rishona al lechem, al kama. So now the Gemara says, well, now we can maybe mix and match. So once you have the same din in two different places, you have a Kavachomer teaches me Bracha Rishona on wine, and a different Kavachomer teaches me Bracha Rishona on bread, so now I can start to work with that. My Gemara says, well, I'm not going to learn everything from bread. Bread clearly has more dinim than other foods. For instance, only bread has dinim of hafarshas challah. Now, don't dinim of hafarshas challah if you're making mashed potatoes. No dinim of hafarshas challah if you're making pickles. Only on bread. So the kashem that only challah applies to bread, only bracha rishon applies to bread. The Gemara says, well, but kerem yochiach. Look at kerem doesn't have challah, and yet it has bread. And this is what we call a mam atzara shava. Chazra did. Now we bounce back and forth. Lo rizeh, kiri zeh. The unique chumrah of kerem, namely that it has olos, is not shared by kama. The unique chumrah of kama, namely that it has hafarshas challah, is not shared by kerem. So now we sort out, this is called the tzad hashava, we look at the tzad hashava. What's the common denominator? If both kerem and kama have bracha rishona, it must be driven only by a factor that they both share. They don't both share challah, they don't both share olos. What do they share? Well, what's the common denominator? Davar shenen, if it's talmud bracha. It's something that you enjoy, and therefore requires a bracha. So, I've called davar shenen, if it's talmud bracha. So, the Gemara says, well, not so fast. That even if, even now that I'm triangulating from kama and karam, there's still more in common than just nana. They don't share challah, they don't share olos, but they do share something else. Ma'alas harashav shaben, shekin yesh bo tzad mizbeach. They both share the fact that both of them make an appearance on the Mizbeach. I can bring carbon mincha from grain, nisuch hayayin is from the keren. So what are you going to learn from that? V'asi nami zayis. The only other thing that you're going to include is going to be olives. The isbeit saz Mizbeach. That also, you use olive oil in the carbon mincha. The Gemara now goes for a parenthetical note. The Gemara says, maybe I could even learn, maybe I don't even need the tzad hashavah. The zayas Mitzad Mizbeachas, so you learn that from the Mizbeach, from Tzara Shavah, I'll bet. Hedik Sivbe, maybe Zayis is part of Kerem. Maybe it's actually from the Pasuk. Why? Because we have a Pasuk in Shoftim, Vayivar Migadish Vaad Kamah Vaad Kerem Zayis. A Pasuk in the 15th chapter of Shoftim that refers to an olive grove as a Kerem. So if we have a drush of Tuas HaKerem for Ravai, maybe Ravai applies to Kerem Ravai, maybe means either grapes or olives. And Rav Papa says, no. Amar Rav Papa, Kerem Zayis Ikri, Kerem Stam Alokri. This is important beyond the sugya, that even though you have that Pasuk in Shoftim, Stam Kerem, if you just say Kerem without any added term, it only means a vineyard. We'll use Kerem to mean olive grove only if you specify Kerem Zayis. Okay, the Gemara says, now let's close the parentheses on a parenthetical note. Mikama kom kashya. Back to the thread. Matzah shavah shem sheish ben tzad mizbech. We're still looking for a source for bracha rishona. We don't have it. All we have is bracha rishona by Karen from Kal v'chomer. Bracha rishona by bread from a Kal v'chomer. And maybe we can expand it with a tzad shavah to zayis that doesn't cover apples or potatoes. So the Gemara says, well, maybe y'all from mishivas haminim. Maybe I can have the Chatav Zavatei Rachta actually tell me all the Shivas Haminim, because Rashi says the Pasuk V'Chatav Zavatei Rachta follows on the heels of the Pasuk in Eker, the list of Shivas Haminim. So once again, Mal Shivas Haminim, Davar Shenan V'Tom Bracha, olives and grapes and pomegranates, that you enjoy it, and it calls for Bracha, I'll call Davar Shenan V'Tom Bracha. Rashi says once again, not so fast. Shivas Haminim share a din that apples and potatoes don't have. Mal Shivas Haminim Shkein Chayav and Bikurim. Bikurim applies to Shivas Haminim. And also the Gemara says, Hatinach La'achara, Lefara Minayim. And how do you know you have to make a bracha Rishona on Shivas Haminim? The Gemara says, well, that point, Holokasha, that we really sort of built into our conversation, Asim Mikal V'chomer, Kishtavim Evar Kishrav V'kolshkin. Okay. And then the Gemara says, But still, it's only going to be Shivas Haminim. And then the Gemara says, even if you hold Netios, not the Ravai, so I have a Kal V'chomer that I need Bracha Rishona, I'll call Netios on all trees. But that only tells me about apples and pears and oranges. L'manatani, not the Ravai, Hatinach called the Bar Netios, anything that grows on a sapling. The lav bar netil, things that don't grow on a sapling, like basar, beitz, and medugim, meat, eggs, and fish. Where does that fall from? So at this point, the Gemara has now really, 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 really pushed many different versions of makar number two, which was that there's some source or another for bracha acharona on some list of foods, certainly bread, and maybe shivas haminim. If not Shivas Haminim, at least Kerem, whatever Kerem means, because maybe I have that one hilul that teaches me either that Kerem requires Bracha Achrona, therefore Koshkein Bracha Rishona, or if you'll Netter Ravai, so any tree requires Bracha Achrona, and therefore Kal V'chomer to Bracha Rishona, but not every food. There's various versions of this. Again, marker number two was Kal V'chomer Bracha Achrona, but not everything has a source for the Bracha Achrona. And again, maybe nothing does. If you go back to the one who says Karen Vai learned from here, so this is going to be a pretty limited. It's not the array that our Mishnah is presented. That every single food in the world require kosher food in the world under normal circumstances require a bracha rishona. Where does that come from? It doesn't directly come from kosher lulim for sure. Some bracha rishona could come from Kal V'chomer from bracha achrona, but there's a limited number of foods for which we have a source of bracha achrona, and therefore the Kal V'chomer is going to be limited in terms of bracha rishona. And that's what the Gemara says. Ella, instead, sounds like, what's the final answer? Svaruhu. It's a svara. Asur l'olad m'shem el mazeh below bracha. We were trying for a whole Amud to find some pasuk or another. What's the magic pasuk? The answer is, sounds like there is no magic pasuk. The magic source is not a pasuk, but a svara. It's logical that I should not be nana from the world without a bracha. And now let us close with a series of kashas. Kashas that we're going to continue to explore tomorrow in Seder and in Shir. A series of open questions. Here we go. Some of them are technical and some of them are broad. Working through Al Seder HaGemara.
There are questions, but I
didn't know. Exactly. Here we go.
Problems.
There are many problems. Let's list some of them, and you'll tell me what else you have. Number one, that whole achle v'hadar achle at the very beginning. Where on earth did it come? The pasuk said kodesh ilul. Where did achle v'hadar achle even come from? Another technical question in the Gemara. He says something about shira al hayayin, which is also curious. You mean to tell me that the only time that a Jew says hilul is over wine? The only time that a Jew sings is during Nisach HaYayin, the Beis HaMikdash? The Baitos is pointing out there were other times that Jews sang in the Beis HaMikdash, and there are other times that Jews sing outside the Beis HaMikdash, like something that sounds a lot like hilul. Take out the vav and you have halal. So we don't hold a cup of wine while we sing halal. Not machayev to have a guitar either when you sing halal. So it's like a very broad statement. Ain onu shir el hayayin, really? Strange. And now we can continue. Then some of you had been bothered by it said ashkechan la'acharav. The Gemara assumed that if there is one open hillel, that we're gonna go with la'acharav. Why did the Gemara choose bracha achrona? Why did the Gemara assume that an open source is bracha rishona? Especially since we follow up with the kal v'chomer, and that kal v'chomer also is a very curious kal v'chomer. Usually, kal v'chomer is based on a dinim. You see that Shabbos is more chomer than Yontif because Shabbos, you can't do melachas ochel nefesh and therefore make kal v'chomer. Here is sort of like a loose svara. So I tried to explain before what the svara was, but it's curious. It's curious. And then you might also wonder, what exactly is the maskana? When you get to the end, what exactly was the maskana? The maskana was that we're keeping the pasuk. Maskana and the svara. Maskana was just the svara. Where did the svara come from? You might also wonder, specifically thinking about the maskana, is any of the shaka vataria left? Like when all the dust settles, we mamash spent like 20, 30, 40 lines handling, and then the Gemara mamash like dispensed it all, it looks like. But no, Ella svara. Does anything remain from this whole shaka vataria? Maybe not. Maybe we tried. We tried option one, kodeshi lu. We tried option two, kava homer. Then we said, marker number three is svara. That is what happened. The question is anything left, Lamaskana, are there any vestiges of the whole Shaka Vataria left? Or it was all just the Shaka Vataria. For instance, this Kal V'chomer. So there is a din of Bracha Achrona on bread, that's for sure, V'chalt V'atarachta. So does that mean that the chiyuv bracha rishona on lechem, is that more chomer because it's real kal v'chomer? Is hamoti daraisa? But we never showed that the kal v'chomers are bad. We just said that they're insufficient. We didn't show that they're wrong. We just said they're inadequate. They don't cover everything. So are the kal v'chomers still left? And we need to have this far for the rest? Is hamoti daraisa? Is Hamotzi Daraisa? And then finally, in thinking about what the Maskana gives me, does this give me any Ha'ara on our Mishnah? Can this whole Shaka Vataria and then the move to the Maskana, will it give me any more clarity about the Mishnah? So again, early on, the Achle V'Hadra Achle, we never really understood how the Drasha worked. The Shira al Hayayin also seems curious. That we'll take up later on. The Ashkar al Ma'achar, every step of this flow, the fact that one Hilul meant Kedushas Ravai, what did they mean, Achle V'Hadar Achle? That the other one meant Yayin. Is it true that Einam Shira al Hayayin? And then when we opened up the bay, how did we know to pick Bracha Acharona instead of Bracha Rishona? And then when we brought the Kal V'Chomer, what type of Kal V'Chomer is that? Kavah Chomer leads you in a lot of funny directions. And then finally, we want to know, number five, like, what exactly is the Maskana? Did anything remain? Do the Kavah Chomers remain? Or is Bracha Rishona sometimes based on the Kavah Chomer? And does it help me at all with the Mishnah? If you have any further questions to add to the board, let's hear. Yeah.
Not to the board, I just didn't understand. Why was it that the Bracha Chorona was limited just to Kerem when we made this?
Well, there's a machlokes amoraim whether the context Kodesh Elulim, which is in the context of Ravai, does it only apply to Kerem or does it apply to all Netiyos?
Right.
So at first the Gemara is working through on the assumption that Laman Dharma, if you follow, we start between Laman Dharma Kerem, either I don't have any makar, or because of Rabbi's Gzer Shava, I have this open makar. But Vaita, the open makar, the only talk about Kerem.
So when the Gemara initially, like right in the beginning when we said, oh, we're trying to work from Hilula and Bracha Rishon and Bracha Korn, we hadn't yet introduced that, so the assumption
correct.
That was all Bracha Rishon.
Correct,
and Bracha
correct,
then
correct.
If you learn that, then you...
Correct, correct, exactly. Yeah, question.
Within the check entirely the Gemara, how, like it says, so we have the Gzer Shava, and it says, what if you don't have the Gzer Shava? What does that mean you don't have the Gzer Shava?
Rabbi Yehuda Anasi darshan this Gzera Shava from this Gzera Shava that revised Dafka Kerem. Other Tanan did not darshan that Gzera Shava. You're asking how could there be a machlokas over Gzera Shava?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good question. The Gemara does say, so Pinchas is asking, well, the Gemara says, Ein Adam Dam Gzera Shava Meatzmo, unlike Kal Vachomer, which I could come up on my own, logical point, Gzera Shava, you have to have Messiah. I can't just say, well, you know, I have the word Adam here and the word Adam there. Make Gzera Shava. Ain Adam Dan Gzera Shava Yatzma. That's the principle the Gemara has. Ain Adam Dan Gzera Shava Yatzma. So Pinchas is asking, well, if Ain Adam Dan Gzera Shava Yatzma, how can you have a machlokas whether or not you have the Gzera Shava? So something we're going to get to more mitzvah next time in thinking about kasha number three is that whenever you have a midah shatar veshes ben, all the drashos require some degree of human input by a chazal. Even Gzera Shava has some degree of human input and figuring out how to apply things based on Svaras HaTorah. So there is some debate. I think it might even be on the page. The list, the Brisa of Shmuel, we say at the end of Karbanos, it actually comes from the it's the opening of the Sifra, the Torah's Kohen. So there, I think the Mefarshim there may have a machlokas. How much do you have of the how much of the Gzeres Shava is Masora? And there are Gemara in a number of places where there's a machlokas about how to make Gzeres Shava. So clearly, a part of it is Mutav Machlokas. So some understand that, well, I know that that these two parsha are linked with this word, but I don't necessarily know the Masora which dinim to share. So there could be a machlokas hatanan, you know, what's the most reasonable din to share from area A to area B. Other Rishonim, I think, have an even broader view that they didn't even have necessarily Masora over specific instances of that word. They just had a list of certain words that are gzera shavable. So chatas is gzera shavable, and tavua is gzera shavable. But which parshas do I connect using the word tavua? That's an open question. So chacham have to use their svara to figure out where is it reasonable. So there is room. There certainly is room for some degree of machlokas even within gzera shavable. Any other questions? Yeah.
When we're learning it out for the man that the Kal Vachomer isn't a real Kal Vachomer, earlier when we're trying to learn it out from Hilulim, what's going on there? We clearly need these Hilulim for something midiraisa.
At what point?
Earlier in the Gemara, we need Hilulim for some midiraisa.
Right.
That seems to be the case. So, if you're holding the Kal Vachomer is not a real Kal Vachomer, what was going on with these Hilulim in the first place? If you say that, anyways, Bracha Rishona is not midiraisa, what was the Havmin?
Initially, we thought that we're going to use Kodesh Hilulim to teach me Bracha Rishona. And Bracha Achron. No need for a Kal Vachomer. And then we said, well, Hilula might be totally occupied with something else, or might be partially occupied. Maybe there's one Hilula which is open. If there is one Hilula that's open, we're going to use it for one of the two Brachas. And the Gemara says, specifically, right away, well, if it's only for one, it's for Bracha Achrona. And the Gemara says, well, maybe I can then squeeze out Bracha Rishona and a Kal Vachomer from Bracha Achrona. I learned Bracha Achrona from Hillel. I learned Bracha Achrona from Chatzav Zatav Rechta. Wherever I can find a Chumash of Bracha Achrona, the Kal Vachomer will tell me all the more so Bracha Rishona. You're asking correctly, well, why did we initially say, I'm only going to use Hilulim for even at the, when I had both of them open, why don't I only use Hilulim for Bracha Achrona, use and learn Bracha Rishon and Kavah Homer? Interesting, because that sort of adds to the, that does add to the mystery of the Kavah Homer doesn't, you're saying, Kavah Homer doesn't show up early, and it also seems to have disappeared at the end, which is part of the mystery surrounding the Bracha, the Kavah Homer. Yeah.
How are you allowed to learn a Kavah Homer from an opposite? How are you allowed to learn a Kavah Homer about a pencil from a pen? Like, it's just, they're opposites. So how could you learn a Kavah Homer from Bracha Rishon, from Bracha Achron to Bracha?
So if I were to say, this may or may not be true, but just imagine for a moment, if I were to say, well, if you're chayev skila for writing with a pencil on Shabbos, even though a pencil is erasable, so kolshkein, you're chayev skila for writing with a pen, which is permanent. So obviously, kavachomer, I'm not going to make a kavachomer that, a kavachomer will lie along an axis of something that these two items can share in common. So, let's say here, I'm looking at the need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in conjunction with the act of eating. So there are two ways I could do that. I could do it before, I could do it afterwards. So if I need to do it in one, maybe I need to do the other one, maybe not. So the Gemara is assuming, which is questionable, that it's even more obvious you should be Meshabech Hashem before than after, even though a line before we assumed that if we have only one Makkah for Bracha, we're going to go with Bracha Achrona, so those are a little bit at odds. Let's take one last question. Yeah.
Before the Gemara switches to figuring out how the person who holds Nezer alive holds their brachos, and it says like, oh, well, how do we figure out what it says like, what is the actual place where the guy who says Karim Avai learns out Bracha Rishonah for everything, and it's like, oh, it can't be the Kavah Homer between bread and yayins, we use that for olives, but then what does it say? So what does it say it is? I missed that part. After we try the Kavah Homer for bread, it's the Kavah Homer for yayin, we see that it only applies to olives, and that's specified in
the. Then we go back to say, look, we only have Karim, and we're not going to learn from Karim to everything else because Karam has unique dinim.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, but there's Kama Yochir.
Yeah.
Kama is grain, because grain has a bracha achrona based not on revive, based on mahaltav terata. And then we try to make a tzara shava, but that sort of crashes and burns because it's very limited. It's only going to include zayas. Then we try and say, well, maybe shuvas haminim have mahaltav terata. So, but that's also limited because that shows me have bikurim.
So,
and then we say, well, let's come back. Maybe I can save a little bit according to Mandava Netta Revai. So the hilo by Bracha, by Revai is all trees. So you say, Viter, that's great, but it's still not going to expand to anything that doesn't have the din of Orla.
They just give up on
Karamavai. Yeah, well, we tried every option, and every option gets limited in some way or another. Whether you're learning Karamavai or learning Netta Revai, any permutation we tried never covered all foods. We never got to Shahata. We might not even have ever gotten to Bar Piyazama, or a very limited extent. So that's the Shahata Vataria. I hope this has clarified things somewhat. And we laid out a number of kashas.